No pair of politicians in our modern history has wielded so much power together as Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. They met when the Labour Party was weak and writhing in agony, and then single-mindedly, with the help of the accidents that often shape politics, they were able to create a single political personality for their party and themselves that dominated the affairs of the country at the end of the century. We've seen nothing like it before. This creation was a phenomenon that seemed to spring from nowhere. Their party was exhausted, angry and divided when they arrived at Westminster, and they had to learn their parliamentary politics deep in the shadow of Margaret Thatcher, in the force field of her ideological challenge. Yet, when they were only in their mid-40s, they were commanding a government with a bigger majority than any one party had known since the Great Reform Act was passed in the days of their great-great-grandfathers. They began their second term in 2001 with seemingly untrammelled power in government, a Prime Minister and a Chancellor who had turned politics to their own purposes and whose style was imprinted on their era.